welcome to this episode of the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. I talked to the director of FX's Wilfred, Randall Einhorn, at this year's Comic-Con. Randall directed all of the episodes this year, and he's got some pretty interesting things to say about the show. Now, it was a roundtable interview, and the place was packed, so some of the questions are a little bit hard to hear. You can hear Randall fine, but it's just the questions. But that's all right, because if you like the show, you're going to like the interview. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers, because every little click does help. And don't forget to check out our actor resources page. You can find all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Randall.
So everyone we've spoken to seems to say it's gone a little bit darker this season. I mean, what are your thoughts on that, and why the darker shift?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to go back, go Wilfred lighter.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to get deeper. It's, otherwise, you're going to lose interest in it. So I really like that we're pushing all of it, and we're going to keep pushing it, I think, until it can't be pushed any further, and then it'll probably end. But I can't imagine going backwards and making a Wilfred light.
Yeah, and Jason told me a couple weeks ago, he said that he goes, he said he goes back and forth in his head on whether Wilfred's just like, you know, magical creature or just a figment of Brian's imagination. And he said you guys also can kind of go back and forth. Settled on that.
I mean, because I'm directing them, I have to have an opinion. I have to have a position that where that comes from. I have to assume one thing, and Wilfred is one thing. Now, that doesn't mean I don't like confusing the issue a little bit,
yeah. But
in my opinion, Wilfred is a figment of Ryan's imagination. And that's how I need to think about it, to be able to give the actors a point of view at any given time.
We were just told that you guys film scenes from different scripts on that same day.
Yeah.
Like a scene from script 10 from one, you know. For you, how is that maddening for you?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, at any one time, we might be shooting. We showed the first block of episodes. We shot 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, and 11. So I might be shooting scene 1 from episode 11 next to the final shot of episode 1, which is, in terms of keeping the actors in the right place and tonally matching where we came from, it takes a lot of homework. And it takes a lot of refreshing that, okay, you know, coming into a scene and I would say, okay, here's where we are, here's where we've come from, here's what just happened. So that it can be refreshed in everybody's mind, because we might not see the scene next to them for weeks later. You know, which is really messed up. So you're walking out of the room in one scene, really angry, and you won't be back into the other side of the room for a month. So remembering where that is very difficult. And it's not like doing a movie, because that's how a movie's done. It's shot according to location, which is how we do it. But we're shooting 13 stories, separate stories that are mixed up. It's just a mess.
So do you have the help of a continuity director, or is it all you?
Oh, I have the help of everybody.
Do you remember that a glass is this full a month ago?
No.
Or?
No, we have a continuity script supervisors who remembers the glass is half full, and they really keep my shit together. I mean, but that's on every show. I rely heavily on everybody all around me. You know, everybody's good at their job.
So your preference would be to shoot sequentially?
Oh, absolutely. It would be so much easier to let a story grow, start at the beginning, and finish when it's at the end. You know, I would absolutely want to shoot in continuity if I could, but financial reasons, you just can't. We can't do it. I mean, we shoot this show on stills cameras. Yeah, we shoot this show on stills cameras, on a $3,000 camera. And then I put about a $1,000 lens on it that I bought off of eBay. And we're shooting our show on a little stills camera.
Certainly as a viewer, you can't see that.
I think these things look better than, you know, the $100,000 cameras.
I think there's a difference. I think visually, Wilfred stands out because you do make choices.
What's that? Yeah, we shoot on a camera like that. We shoot on a D800. Well, actually, ours aren't that expensive, but yeah, but we do it because it gives us a 70 millimeter sensor size, so it gives us an incredibly shallow depth of field for Ryan's dementia. So it's a price thing, and it's also an aesthetic thing.
So what you're saying is our whole theory, my colleague and I, our whole theory last year that Brian is dead and Wilfred is taking him on a journey to another world, you're saying that's not right.
It's a good theory.
Like, I thought I was right.
I didn't deny it, though.
It's a good theory, and certainly he's believed that at certain times.
So it's cool. Really financial, the way you're shooting?
In terms of cross-boarding, yes. Entirely financial.
No specific decision to do that? No modus operandi? It's purely financial?
It's purely financial, and really affects is quite liberal with this. They say, look, do what you want. Do what makes sense, but you got to do it for this. And we had to do it for that reason. And I would always, always shoot in continuity if I was given the choice. You know, it's really hard for momentum. And
what kind of choices visually did you decide to make with Brian's job? Because there's this kind of a haziness whether or not is it real, is it reality, or is it in his mind? And there's so much that you can wonder about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, certainly in episode one, there's a purposeful misdirect that we did visually to make you think that the dream is real and the reality is a dream. We actually shot those on these little lenses called lens babies. They're like a $400 set. They gave them to us. We shot all that trippy stuff to give you his real world, the illusion of being a dream. And we, you know, at the top of the show, we were shooting the real world like a dream, and by the end, the real world, we were shooting like the real world. So we kind of, you know, crossed somewhere in the middle.
Thanks, Randall, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thank you so much for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.